Okay, that's enough of the flat rate farmer scheme. Let's move on to input tax recovery. Of course, the basic rule in VAT, well known, is that what goes out determines what comes in. If I make taxable supplies, I'm pretty much going to get all of my input tax back. And if I make exempt supplies, I've got a problem, unless they're very small and they're under the de minimis limits. Right, so let's think about input tax. We've said that it's generally recoverable, but of course there is a problem if the purchase is of a car. But is it a car? In farming, there's lots of opportunities for what seemingly are cars actually not to be cars. And that's rather good news, because if it's not a car, it's not subject to the block. A van, of course, and an agricultural Land Rover would be classified as vans because they don't have the key features of cars, being seats behind the driver, windows, proper roof, and so forth. That does, of course, leave the dual cab pickup, which looks ostensibly like a car, but for VAT purposes, mercifully is regarded as a van, provided that the back axle can take 1 metric ton. There's another angle on VAT, input tax recovery, that I would just like to quickly mention, and that's claiming VAT on repairs on the farm, particularly the farmhouse. It's normal recovery rules, but there is an issue over the farmhouse. In most working farms, it's the kitchen that's actually the office, and all the major decisions are taken in the kitchen, and you kind of kick the dog off the chairs, and everyone sits around and gets sort of great steaming buckets of tea, and then they talk about wonderful and exciting things, and they make the decisions. And there is an agreement, an historical agreement, between the NFU and Revenue and Customs, which broadly says that providing the kitchen is the office, then 70%, it's quite generous, this 70% of the VAT on repairs on the house can be recovered. But there is one thing that slightly modifies that. There is the impact of the Lennartz case. Lennartz being a German case, which ironically was all about tax consultants and reclaiming a VAT on Mercedes cars. But the principle of the case has led to some major changes in European law, and of course the UK is part of the EC. The upshot of that is that it is possible to claim all of the VAT on repairs as an alternative to the 70-30 apportionment, and then to pay back little bits of output tax each quarter to reflect the private use. So it would appear that the Lennartz case actually overrides the apportionment, and it gives you a choice. And that may be relevant if cash is a bit tight. Okay, let's move on to something else.